AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of AI-generated journalism. Let's get into it. Imagine tuning into your local news and finding out that the team delivering your updates is entirely generated by artificial intelligence. That's no longer a fantasy. It's happening right now at West Central Online, as they introduce their AI-generated news crew in a segment called The Scoop with Coop. This AI-powered team includes Cooper Douglas, who covers news, sports, and weather, with a special focus on sports, and Jenny Hagen, the fearless leader and intrepid weather reporter. Joining them is Nick Cooper, who kicks off your mornings on the text line and on location around West Central Saskatchewan, and Terrence Vass, the roving reporter ready to interview everyone from local curlers to Chinese food chefs. The emergence of such AI-generated teams raises significant questions about the future of journalism and the role of human reporters. As AI technology becomes increasingly sophisticated, the lines between human and machine-generated content continue to blur. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. In fact, one executive at a major news outlet admitted, "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore." This development underscores the need for newsrooms to adapt rapidly, ensuring they leverage AI's capabilities while maintaining journalistic integrity. With AI-generated news articles surging by 400% in the past year, platforms are forced to rethink how they surface content. As we watch this space evolve, it's clear that AI's role in media is only set to expand, leaving us to ponder how it will continue to shape the stories we consume and the way they're delivered. Let's shift gears to New Jersey, where lawmakers are cracking down on deepfakes, a particularly insidious form of artificial intelligence-generated media. Deepfakes, for those who might not be familiar, are hyper-realistic synthetic media where a person's likeness is manipulated to create misleading or entirely fabricated content. And New Jersey is not taking this lightly. The state has just rolled out new legislation aimed squarely at combating deepfakes. This law represents one of the most comprehensive approaches to tackling AI-generated deception. While deepfakes can be used for harmless entertainment, they also pose serious threats, ranging from personal privacy invasions to political misinformation. Experts have pointed out that despite the potential for abuse, deepfakes remain a challenging area to regulate due to the rapid evolution of the technology. But New Jersey is setting a precedent with this legislation, paving the way for other states to follow suit. It's a critical step in safeguarding both individuals and the broader public sphere from the misuse of AI. The implications of this law are far-reaching. For media professionals, it underscores the importance of verifying content and maintaining trust with audiences. For the wider public, it offers a layer of protection against digital deception. As we continue to navigate this AI-driven landscape, staying informed about such legal developments is crucial. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. With New Jersey leading the charge against deepfakes, it's clear that the intersection of technology and law is becoming ever more important in shaping the future of media. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.